a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. We're going to play a little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
We're ready to do this.
Okay, question number one, guess the year. Do you know?
Lauryn Hill,
the amazing Lauryn Hill. I haven't heard of Lauryn Hill, which puts it right at that year. Spot on the nose.
All right.
You both fell for it.
I've written something down. Have you written something? Okay.
Oh, you're very confident.
No, I'm not, but I just, anyway, I had a guess.
All right, let's do it.
3, 2, 1. 1996.
1996. Whoops.
95, 96 and 2001. All right, here we go.
The year was 1998.
Oh, I'll take that one. Yeah, thank you very much.
The look you gave me of just utter disgust when I said 2001.
No, it wasn't disgust. It was of, oh, what's that feeling?
Cute.
No, sad.
We were the same distance away from in years.
All right, smoker. he didn't get you there. He has got a point. All right.
Anyway.
Cool. All right, here we go. Question number two. Guess the year. This is a great tune.
Such a great tune.
I would say,
this is hard.
This and One Way Road, two of my favourite.
Please continue. John Butler Trier?
Yeah!
Mumford and Sons, I was going to say. Songs. I reckon. Ooh, okay,
I'm always very tentative saying the name.
I know you are.
Okay, I've got one.
3, 2, 1.
2001.
Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, and 7. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
The year was
2007. Oh,
Tommy!
Nice.
That's delicious.
No, very delicious. Please don't make that sound. Ever. Well, that's a Tom win. Should we go to number three?
Why not? Hey, we got into it quickly, so there's no
smuggling.
Too much fluff. That 2007, though, that was when I started in radio. That's why I always remember the songs that I was first playing in radio. A lot of it was
just
garbage.
Play the third song.
All right.
It's the Tom hour.
Yeah, it's very... This is very catered to me. It's one of the first albums I bought, and I learnt almost all the words to every song.
We are aware of that, because every time the song comes up, I'll be trying to do work, and he's like, no, listen to this. I know the rap.
Come on.
I know.
I see in a rainbow. No.
All right, ready?
Watch, I'll get it wrong now.
Here we go.
What year did the album come out, though? Great question, Tom. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Oh. 5, 5, 6.
The year was
1994.
Oh.
All over.
No points, but a win to you, Tommy.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. I'll take that. What are we looking at for the year?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're in double figures. I'm on 5. Log, you're on 3.
Should I take a few weeks off, guys? And you just
No.
Please.
No.
I think it'll give you an opportunity to get back in the game.
Oh. Come on, mate.
If you don't throw something at him, I will.
All right, guess the year returns next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So for my birthday, I asked for this cooking book from Con Karapanagiotidis, right? And he's this guy that he's the founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. But he's a Greek guy, and him and his mum made this book together, and it's Greek recipes, you know, and they're vegan and vegetarian, all of them, and they have gluten-free in there, low FODMAP and all this type of stuff, right? So it's like 100 recipes in there. It is a great book.
Cool.
And so it, I know, it's so beautiful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they've thought of everyone.
No, seriously, it's so good. And because Macedonian background, a lot of the amazing Maso foods sometimes aren't gluten-free and it's kind of hard to find, oh, what do you do? So it's cool that it's got that in there. And because I was a vegetarian for a really long time, it's really hard to tell your Macedonian grandparents that you're vegetarian, because then they'll be like, here, I made you lasagna, and then you're expected to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right? As you should.
Yeah. Yeah. How does the gluten-free conversation go?
Oh, that's a bit of fun
you'll
too.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you could have child first, then we talk gluten-free. So on the weekend, I was flipping through, and I had to be excited about cooking books. And a lot of the time, I look at them, and I'm like, that's nice, and I'll put it back. But I actually made something. And because Jimmy had a fire going, and he got a camp...
stove sort of thing?
Camp Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven?
A camp version.
Like a
pot that you put on the fire, yeah. Right? And he wanted to do something. Anyway.
I always thought Dutch ovens involved doonas and... things like that.
Oh, Cameron, your Cameron tiny Lane. Mind.
12-year-old boy.
I know. If you could just
okay.
come I'll up sit to where over Tom here. And I are.
All right, I'm done.
Anyway, so I had this little pot myself that my Auntie Kathy gave me for Christmas, and I thought, this one is a little cast iron pot. This would be perfect to make hot olives in there. Stay with me. Hot olives. And you know when you go to a restaurant and they come out with hot olives and you're like, this is top tier. No, Tom?
No.
Wingy?
Never had hot olives.
What do you mean? Okay.
Can't
anyway,
stand olives,
so this
full stop.
Really? Oh, God. There's no hope with you. So, stay with me. But
how hot are hot olives?
They're like warmed olives,
oh,
right?
Okay.
So, my cousin's wedding was a couple of weeks ago and we got bottles of ouzo. Because his wife's Greek. We got bottles of ouzo as a bombonieri, right, to take home.
Nice, yeah.
And so we took home a couple of bottles of ouzo.
Yeah.
And this recipe called for ouzo in the olives.
Ah.
And so I was like, hang on a minute.
Bombonieri ouzo.
Here we
go. Bombonieri olive ouzo.
He's speaking Macedonian. So we heat them up, put them in there, rosemary, lemon peel, some cardamom pods, the olives and the ouzo, right?
All into your cast iron pot.
Yes. Delicious. I was like, everyone in the neighbourhood, come see how fancy we are. These are so, like, wait until I serve this to you guys once. You'll be like, Lauren is so fancy. Anyway, but I don't know when you're cooking with alcohol. Like, I put a whole bottle in there, like a small bottle. I put a whole bottle in there. And I was eating the olives. And, you know, you can't stop at one, can you?
No.
Right? So I'm popping them in, And then I'm like, these olives are so good.
Best olives
and
over there.
Like, and then I realised, I was like, wait a minute. This is full of ouzo. But how long do you have to cook stuff before the alcohol content comes out? Because I don't know if I made myself drunk from these olives. I can't really tell. I know is that I was feeling all warm inside and had these feelings towards Jimmy. I was like, hey, come here. You know, was it the olives? Was it the ouzo? Like, what's the rule with cooking with alcohol?
Go to your stupid book. Why doesn't your book tell you?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just
book
it's
should
common
have the
knowledge.
Info.
Yeah, but it says you cook it.
The issue, though, was perhaps you went like, olive, little swig of ouzo, just wash it down.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You need some tips because you're going on your first sleepover with your new friends. Bless.
Stop calling it sleepover.
It's hard enough to make new mates when you're an adult.
Okay. It's a boys' trip.
It's a boys' trip. That's
boys
right.
Trip.
It's a getaway. It's a weekend away.
We're staying over together.
It's not a sleepover.
They are new friends. I will only know two of the people that are a part of it. I don't have any other sort of detail about it. I've not been sent an itinerary.
But you did find out it's a two-nighter,
yes,
rather than a one-nighter, which is causing you a little bit of concern.
I'm getting text messages like, take the two.
Yeah.
Take the opportunity. Darren from Leopold's on the line. Darren, I'm not going to refer to this as a sleepover because
well, that's
I
what
just
it is.
Simply can't do it. But Darren, what are your tips for Tommy?
Yeah, firstly, I'd just like to say congratulations, Tommy, on your first sleepover. It's a milestone that you should be proud of.
Thanks, mate.
But, yeah, just I've got three young boys who are, like, 10, 8, and 6, and they always forget their toothbrushes.
Oh.
And if they don't forget their toothbrush, then they forget their toothpaste, which means the toothbrush is now redundant.
Oh, so yeah.
Make sure you take your toothbrush and your toothpaste.
Toothbrush and toothpaste.
So pack your toiletries very carefully.
That is sage advice, Darren, especially for, you know, the spin the bottle that'll happen later on.
Hey.
Isn't that?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a different party.
Mm-hmm.
This is very practical advice. I like this one.
Me too. Let's go to Kim from Bell Post Hill. What sleepover advice do you have for Tom there, Kim?
Do not be the first to go to sleep.
Yes, Kim, that is great advice.
Why?
You never know what these new friends might like to do. They might like to play pranks. So don't be the first to go to sleep.
This is why it's dangerous for me to go on the Friday, because I start my day incredibly early on a Friday,
yes.
And then so by 9 o'clock on Friday night, I am cooked.
The old hand in the warm bowl of water while you're sleeping. You know what that does?
I wondered what you were saying there. I wasn't sure where you were going with the what does it do? Hand in the.
That supposedly brings on the sensation of needing to
put yourself.
Relieve yourself. Number ones. And you may be the one who wets the bed.
Oh, okay.
So Kim's advice is outstanding.
Okay, thanks for that, Kim.
Too much.
I have a feeling, because it's an Airbnb, I have a feeling that the guys are going to want to get their sort of deposit back or whatever. You not have to pay sort of extra for the clean.
Yeah,
so I don't know if they want me to.
I wonder if it'll be bunk beds or not. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see. Sonia from Melton South, you've got a tip for Tom for his first sleepover. What is it?
Yeah, so pack dark undies and wear dark undies just in case you have skitties. They won't be able to tell if they're finding them on the floor.
What? Yes, Sonia!
I want to ask why I would have skitties, but I don't want to know. Why would I have skitties? Thanks, Sonia.
Oh,
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.